On a rainy, snowy Monday, hundreds of students and supporters gathered in downtown Dorchester Square. They were there to show their opposition to the CAC's plan to double out-of-province tuition.
Hi, I'm Alex. I'm Alexandre Ashke. I'm the president of the SMU. So we're protesting the tuition hikes. The red square is an old symbol of tuition hike protesting in Montreal. It comes originally from 2009. It was reused and a big success in 2012 during the Maple Spring protests. So it represents education for all, education that is accessible and that is free. And this is what we're fighting for.
The government's line is that they're trying to curb some of the, you know, they're trying to protect the French language. How do you feel about this? Like, do you think that this is an effective way? Like, how would you respond to those concerns?
This protest is not about language. We stand in solidarity with UQAM. This is a protest about the tuition hikes and the right to education. These measures are going to do nothing to protect French. They're going to damage the access to education of students, and that is all. This is a class problem more than it is a language problem.
Many in attendance were from Bishop's University. About a third of their students are out of province. Without the international reputation of McGill, it'll be harder to pivot to international admissions. Students like Erica say that although they won't be paying more, they'll see the impact of these changes as budget cuts affect the quality of their education.
So I was born here in Quebec. It doesn't even affect me personally. However, we're a 2,500 student university. We don't have the same capacity as the main Quebec universities or even here in Montreal, the other English universities. And my friends, some of them are out of province. My roommates are international students, and those are affected. And with the fact that we would lose 50% of our out of province students on top of the Bill 96, which already compromised French students coming to English universities, this could literally bankrupt fully the university and not simply become an issue for out-of-province or international students, but also increase our own tuition as Quebec students to compromise for the lack of money that happened due to this law being put in place.
Yeah, so, I mean, at this protest right now, there's a lot of purple. There's a lot of people from Bishop. So, like, what is the feeling among the student body right now, would you say?
Right now, it's a lot of anger, a lot of misunderstanding as well. The fact that the government basically spoke about this without even speaking to the universities first, that we just, as students, learned it through the news, and we were the one contacting our own university, being what's going on, and that even them did not know what was happening, made us actually extremely angry against the government and against what's happening. It feels like it's segregation. It feels like it's targeting a minority of the population. And it just feels like it's attacking our friends, it's attacking our own family, and we have to just all stand together no matter what.
Isabelle Odette is a Bishop's grad from Alberta with a Quebecois dad. Now she's making a life for herself in Quebec as a social worker in Nunavik. She says Bishop's helped her integrate into the province, but there are still challenges that Anglophones face.
Arriving in, like, the bus in Arras was definitely a bit tough for me. I did have an accent and all that, and I did want to, like, I had a lot of Quebec pride, being half Quebecer myself. And I was ready to go to a French-Canadian, like, university as well. But when I found Bishop's, I found really, like, a beautiful community to come integrate to, and a community that is incredibly proud to be both red and blue. That's our purple spirit that comes out through there. It's a beautiful English community to integrate that gives you access to the beautiful culture of, like, French-Canadian Quebec as well. And now I'm working in the marginalized community in the north, trying to give back to Quebec in the way that it gave to me. But I felt pretty confident going through Quebec as, like, a bilingual individual. It's been pretty easy for me for that reason, but I think there's definitely a lot of discomfort with, like, I don't know, discrimination against, like, English-speaking communities, English-speaking people. It's really hard to be included into the Quebec identity as an English-speaking person, even though I've lived here for, like, 8 or 9 years now, and I have a lot of family here in Quebec as well. Like, I know that the way that it's it's directed, the way the CAC is trying to work. They're really trying to make the Quebec identity super duper exclusive. So that's been a bit like heartbreaking for me at times to see. But all the folks here that really care about this community, it's definitely a warm thing to see.
It wasn't just students at Monday's protest. Profs like Benjamin Fung said the changes will have far-reaching effects on universities like McGill.
So obviously we think that it's not fair to increase the tuition fee of the other province students by doubling it. It takes around 200 years for us to build a reputation of a university. We have this reputation is not just because we have good faculty members, but also because of the high quality of students. As a professor, we are taking the best students from the world, not only from Canada. So if we have to make this unfair adjustment on the tuition, it means that we are not taking the best student.
As the department chair of Concordia, I've been to a lot of meetings about this over the last week, but I have nothing to say to you about this far so you don't already know. Everyone already knows that the entire university network of Quebec has been underfunded for decades.
Shame!
Yes, everyone already knows that this new tuition hike is just another effort to weaken not only higher education, but public services across the board.
Shame!
I could go through the details again as you've heard them and as you've read them, but to show again why it doesn't make sense, but when even the education minister barely bothers to justify it, what is the point? There is nothing but the government... There's nothing but his short-sightedness stopping him from using his power today to invest in the promise that every single one of you represents. There is nothing but his greed stopping him from supporting your intelligence, your strength, and your courage for the benefit of all of this province. But the clear message that they have sent us, that they see you and all of the students and all of the universities in Quebec, all of whom are hurt by this, that they see you as a burden.
Shame!
And I think I speak for all of the faculty here today and in solidarity when I say that we all know from experience that you and all of the students at all of Quebec's universities are the future who make the real contributions. And that these parasites and the National Assembly who don't even understand their own funding models are the burden.
My name is Kennedy McDermott. I'm from British Columbia. I'm a student at McGill University, and I would not be here right now if my tuition cost $17,000 a year. When asked what lower enrollment as a result of doubling out-of-province tuition for students would mean for the economies of Montreal and Sherbrooke, Pascal Derry responded that, quote, they will keep on coming. I stand here today, as we all do, to tell Derry, Legault, and the Quebec government that they are all delusional.
Yeah! Yeah! Education is a right!
How do we get it?
Go on strike!
Education is a right! How do we get it?
Go on strike!
I'm Jules Pigeon with files from Sequoia Kim. Thanks for listening.